Blog Talk Radio. This is Love's Outer Limits, and I'm your host, Dr. Amy Marsh, sexologist, hypnotist, lots of other kinds of things, and I'm with my co-host, M. Christian, otherwise known as Chris, erotica writer, sexuality writer, sexual futurist, and also lots of all kinds of other things. We've got a great show lined up for you today, so welcome.
Well, good morning, everybody, and good morning, Chris. How are you today?
Good. Wonderful. Excited about our guest today.
I know. We're going to have a radio three-way. Woohoo! So you can tell what kind of a mood I'm in, okay? Women behind bars, I've been caged for too long. Anyway, let's do our usual shout-outs. And when I see that it looks like our guest is going to be ready for us whenever we do her intro, but let's do our shout outs first. Do you want to begin or shall I?
Why don't you begin today?
Okay. I have a really weird list of stuff that I just want to give a shout out to. First of all, Disasterina, who is absolutely my very, very, very favorite drag queen in all this disastrous world, who was a made it to the final four in Dragula season 2, which is now on Netflix, and who also has the show Sado Psychiatrist on Amazon Prime, actually tweeted out last week about our show, our little podcast, and I just thought that was so sweet. And I watched the last two episodes of Sado Psychiatrist last night. I was rolling on the floor, sort of. I mean, metaphorically, really. My cats wouldn't let me move. But it's just so brilliant. It's so funny. It's so witty. And also, Disasterina's wife, Ave Rose, not only acts in the show, but she's an amazing artist. And her incredible artifacts, these assemblies she makes of bones and taxidermy and mechanical things, and I mean, they're just amazing. And they're in the show credits. And, it really looks like she has a lot to do with the art direction of the set as well. Anyway, it was just so good, and I was also just so touched by Disasterina tweeting out about our show. So thank you, Disasterina and Avi Rose. Your work is amazing. Mention that on a personal level, getting through this time is really, it's rough. It's an up and down thing for all of us. I was on an Oprah thing earlier this morning. She's doing 4 Saturdays worth of wellness stuff. And of course, as a hypnotist, I'm very interested in how we promote wellness. And she had The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, on, and he was talking about what a rough up and down it was. And, everybody on the call, and I think there were thousands and thousands, were looking at this guy and thinking, oh my God, he's as vulnerable and freaked out as the rest of us. And it's really true. So the shout out that I want to give before I turn it over to you, Chris, is my teachers of magic and spirituality have been so important to me during this period. And they've always been important, but they're all offering stuff, whether for free or very little cost. And so I'm spending a certain amount of my time every week in classes and in groups of, online spiritual community, basically, of the people attending. So Daniel Foer, author of Ancestral Medicine, I just cannot say enough good things about him. He's so clear, so ethical, so amazing, knows his stuff inside out. They're a fantastic resource for me. Ariel Katoka, who was my first witchcraft teacher, is back online, and is Witch's Primer course is free now online. You can access it via his website, arielscorner.com, or YouTube videos. and also Ramsey Tom, T-A-U-M, who is my teacher of truly traditional, though slightly modernized, Ho'oponopono from Hawaii many, many, many years ago, has also had some online gatherings. And so going for this deep spiritual sustenance, it's keeping me going. It really is, as well as doing the show with you, Chris. So I'll give a shout out to you, too. Thank you for being my co-host. And we can't wait to have our guest, Shakun Sethi of Tickle Life, on. But you do your shout outs, and then I'll introduce our guest. How's that?
Well, thank you so much for that wonderful acknowledgement. It's been wonderful doing this, too. And frankly, it's been one of the major things that's kept me going during all this. So I want to throw it back to you and thank you for this, because it really has been and continues to be a really wonderful experience. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
As far as other shout-outs, I mean, the big ones, I think, are my very favorite, and not to take away from the wonderful work that Shakun is doing with Tickle Life, but, you know, I want to give a big shout-out to futureofsex.net and sexforeverybody.com. They are excellent places and wonderful resources. Future of Sex deals with speculations and news on sex tech and the future of human sexuality. And Sex for Everybody is all about people who have, you know, various challenges, emotional, physical, and how to cope and integrating sexuality into that. And both of them are run by the wonderful Jenna Oceanic. I know I mispronounced that horribly. I hope Jenna doesn't, you know, go after give me a hard time for that. But, you know, both of those are absolutely wonderful. I also want to give out a shout to Kinkly, which is a nice resource for sex and kink information, and also Queer Majority, which does wonderful articles and essays on the queer experience and issues around gender and all kinds of different things. So, I mean, I know I'm probably forgetting somebody, but those are the ones I'll do this time.
If you think of somebody else, you know, we can always do that at the end of the show, too. You know, so hold that thought if somebody else comes up. So Tickle Life, we have given shout-outs. We have thanked them in every show that we've done together. Tickle Life is very supportive of us both as writers, as well as many, many other contributors, and also has a podcast page for us as well. So, you know, this is sweet. They tweet us. They're amazing. They are so supportive. And Shakun Sethi, who is the founder and CEO of Tickle Life, is this generous provider and visionary. So as the founder and CEO of Tickle Life, she has an amazing bio. She has over a decade of experience in community management, international communications, brand management, and digital media. And, you know, my God, her expertise really shows, I think, in everything that she does. She believes in initiating dialogue and bringing communities together, and uses this often for various social causes. And that's another thing I love, too. I love it when people are activists and are, you know, mindful of social causes. So she's founded DeZuna Communications, public relations agency, in 2012. She holds a master's in international communications from The Hague University of Applied Sciences in the Netherlands. She founded Students of Netherlands, which was a crowdsourced website for present and future Indian students in the Netherlands. I mean, that is so cool. Founder of Jammu and Kashmir Future Talks, which was an initiative to bring all educational universities in the region together for encouraging startup culture in Jammu and Kashmir, which is her hometown. And she has helped and probably still continues to help raise funds for various social causes and volunteers in various non-governmental organizations. She thought of the idea for Tickle Life while studying in the Netherlands. And we're going to ask her about her story when we bring her on the air here in just a second. And she discovered that most people don't explore what sexuality really is, and that it was mostly defined by knowledge, culture, and other factors. You know, we might say family upbringing, religion, many, many other things. Tickle Life itself, she describes as a discovery platform and a marketplace for the sexual well-being industry. So it provides a place for people to explore their sexuality in a safe and judgment-free environment. It has products, services, courses, columns, articles, podcasts, you name it, for more than 300 sex therapists, sex positive groups like Woodhull Foundation and National Coalition of Sexual Freedom, coaches and sex experts. So with that, and we're so happy to have her. Thank you, Shakun Sethi. So Shakun,
hi.
Are you with us?
Oh, hello. Yay, you're here.
I am. There she is.
I was just smiling when I heard my, how you were introducing me. And thank you so much for being so kind. And you guys, I love you both.
Oh, we love you too. This is, wonderful. Yeah. So where shall we begin? Do you want to begin by telling us a little more about Tickle Life and your vision and more about what gave you the idea and the decision to found something like this?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I don't know how many times I must have told this and the story, but it never gets old. Because I get so many people who send me messages, or they will send me, emails or even phone calls saying that, oh, my God, we relate to what you're saying. So what had happened was when I was in Netherlands, there used to be a sex toy shop closer to my house. But it took me around about 6 months to actually go inside one. And when I did go inside one, I was petrified. I was scared. What is this world? What is happening? She would. There was a female as a salesperson, and I was like, she's gonna know that I don't know anything. And what I ended up doing was I ended up going and blurting something completely different. I ended up saying that I wanted something for my aunt, which was not the case. I'm pretty sure she knew what I was talking about, because then she did not pay too much attention to me as a prospective buyer. But she actually asked me a very interesting question, which led to the domino effect, which you see as right now, Tickle.life, and Christian knows a bit about it because I've been after his life for so many years now, was what does she like? And in my head, the answer was, I don't know what she would like, because quite frankly, I don't even know what I would like. So I came out. As you had already gone through my profile, I have been an entrepreneur all my life because that's all I know. And this was an interesting problem to solve. So luckily, because I was on a sabbatical, I was in Europe, so I started visiting a lot of sex toy shops. And everywhere that I went, they used to ask me the same question. What does this person like? But not what does this person want or need. So then I was like, this is wrong. If I would not know what do I want or what do I need, that means I might be swayed into going for something which actually would not help me. But
that
I was
sense.
Also very clear that, and I was also very clear that whatever we end up doing does not need to just be about helping people. It has to be about people are already in a stage to explore.
Perfect.
So
yeah.
How do you, bring all these different parts together? And that is what Tickle.life is. So what we are is we are trying to create an ecosystem by creating a discovery platform, which will graduate into a marketplace, while keeping in mind that a lot of us, even though we are exploring, we don't know what we are trying to explore or who we are. So it has to be inclusive. It has to be open. There has to be no judgment. It just has to be for everyone. And that's what it is. So that's what Tickle.life is all about.
And
that's
obviously
wonderful. That's a beautiful way of putting it.
Yeah, and it's obviously growing. And Chris, I'm sorry I jumped up in there because I know you have questions for Shakun also.
No, please go ahead.
Oh, I just thought, you know, it's amazing because it's obviously a growing and thriving ecosystem. Do you have any sense of how many people actually access the site, you know, like every week or every month?
So right now we have already crossed approximately 10,000 people who visit, unique visitors, and we are completely organic. So we have not advertised at all. Because you do know that, you know, because of all the shadow bans, all the difficulty that goes into it. So we've already crossed this number. And interestingly, we are targeting a growth of 100% month on month now.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully very soon you will see the number increasing.
Wow, that's impressive. And how long has Tickle been up? Yeah. Oh, how long has Tickle Life been up?
Tickle.life as an idea has been in the doing for past 4 years. But if you talk about official launch of what you're seeing right now, because I know Christian has seen the previous versions. He has seen, you know, there's nothing. He's seen the MVP, the minimum viable product that we were working on. But otherwise, what you see today, that has been in the work for 1 year. Actually, that's really interesting. Today is our anniversary, our first anniversary.
Oh, my God. Happy anniversary. Wow.
Thank you. Sustained 1 year. So I'm pretty hopeful that we will sustain many, many years now.
Wow. Amazing. Chris, I'm going to quit talking for a minute. I know that you've got some things to ask. Why don't you pose a question or two?
Certainly. Well, one particular question I want to have you kind of touched on briefly there is you mentioned shadow banning. I mean, I know it's like now more than ever we need, you know, better and more comprehensive sex education, but the problem is a lot of platforms are very resistant about anything to do with sex. Have you come across any particular like big challenges about like getting the word out or just simply, you know, furthering Tickle Life and dealing with that kind of like, you know, double standard?
Absolutely. So initially, honestly, I was like, you know, with this gold-tinted glasses, I thought, oh, we are going to advertise a bit because everybody talks about it. So it's not going to be that difficult. But our advertisement was never approved. On Facebook, Instagram, it just did not, like, you know, they did not approve it. Second thing interesting that happened was, in fact, my own Twitter account was suspended for a while. Because I was posting and retweeting a lot about sex tech. So they just opened the account three days back. And it's so funny. I must have received so many messages from so many people in the industry. Are you angry with us? Because they're not responding. And I had no idea how to respond to somebody. Like, I had no idea what's happening for like 1.5 months on Twitter. Third thing, which is very interesting, which actually led to a lot of services that we provide to sexual well-being professionals and providers. So I think let me just dig a bit deep into it. So when you are asking about our data is spread across two important components. One is the industry, who are the sexual well-being providers. And the second is the end users, or I might say people, who are explorers. So for sexual well-being providers, we have already crossed 300 plus number. And you both are, you know, like two of those amazing people who've been providing and who've been trying to, you know, grow this platform, this discovery channel. So what was happening was, while we started working with sexual well-being providers, and while we started, you know, also targeting the explorer community, what we discussed or what we found was that there are major reasons why they're not able to grow. Because if everybody is looking out for sexuality and sexual understanding why is the right content, why is the right messaging not reaching them. So the issues are, one, most of them use newsletter, and newsletter end up going into spam. Number two, advertising. You can't advertise. The only platforms which are left where you can advertise would be maybe FetLife, maybe different porn sites, but that is not the right platform for everybody to go for. So then what do you do?
Right. Yeah.
You keep on creating content, but that content also does not go up because most of them do not know how to use SEO. Or even if they know how to use SEO, they know SEO from how different sections or different sectors work, not from how sexuality industry works. And third is taboo. Since we all have such major taboo, for me, and this is like, you know, because I'm talking from my nationality, my upbringing, my background, a lot of time when I share some content or some important information, I get a lot of backlash because of the taboo attached. Like, you know, oh, you're an Indian woman. How are you talking about sex? So that also makes it very difficult to grow. So all these 3 points actually led to what we are becoming right now, which is, number one, we want to provide discovery for the people who are exploring. And you can't provide discovery unless you bring everybody together. And that's what we say, that we are not anybody's competitor. We are bringing everybody together. And funny thing is, what I noticed in the industry is nobody consider each other as competitor as well. And that is why we already have 300 plus. So
that is so fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Christian, does it answer your question?
Absolutely. And that's so frustrating. It's like, you know, it's like they, you know, so many platforms just group sex ed and adult entertainment together. And it's just like now more than ever, we need education like Tickle Life is providing. And for them to like be so resistant is just like I said, so frustrating. But thank you very much.
Yeah, I was I was wondering, you're talking about the backlash, and I was wondering what are some of the best and some of the worst reactions that you've had to Tickle.life?
I think the best reaction was from my family, because I'll tell you, this is really funny. A day before I decided that finally I'm going to register the company, after going through different experiments and spending a lot of money, I did a research that if I'm thrown out of the family or if I'm disowned, what are the legal implications? Because I was that ready that, you know, my family is not going to accept it. But interestingly, the moment I told them, they were quiet for like 5 minutes. And after that, they were like, I think everybody needs this.
Oh, that's so fantastic. Yay.
I know. I didn't accept this. And then, you know, like, I was like, hold on. Do you really understand what I'm talking about? Or should I repeat? because I've already done like a day's research on what are the documentations I need. My day's research is going to go to waste. You're not my parents. Like, you know, what's happening? Did I not get you? So I think that was the best decision. And I was just worried for 3 years as to what is going to happen. Things are not going to go right. But it just worked for the best. In fact, my brother is also one of the seed investors. So that just shows the support that the family is giving me. The
wonderful
reaction. Yeah. Needed money. Spent a lot of money already. So I think the worst reaction was, I don't know if, I would not call it worse, but I just think it's funny. So we were interviewing a few people for tech. And this guy, like after the, you know, the initial interviews, which the team took, I was supposed to have the last interview, and it was supposed to be a Zoom because he was in some other country. And by the way, like, you know, Tickle.life is already in like 3 different countries and 2 continents. So we've completely forgotten where we belong and work from home. That's the DNA now.
Mm-hmm.
And strangely, so when the call started, he was naked.
What?
Imagine, he was just naked. And I'm like, you know, like, I had no idea what to say to him. So I'm like, would you like to wear a T-shirt or like a shirt, like something? What's happening? Because I got really good reviews of you. What's this? And his answer was like very, very nonchalantly. He was like, no, I'm comfortable. You know, if I'm interviewing for a platform which is into sexuality, I think you guys should be completely fine with this.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah, so I think people do not get what consent is. People don't get, like, you know, when they're crossing the limit. So I just had to actually tell him I'm so sorry. And I don't know. So when I get awkward or embarrassed, I start smiling. So I think that gives a very wrong impression to someone. So I'm smiling and I'm telling him, I can't do this. I have to switch off. End the meeting. And he was just like sitting. So I did end the meeting. And I just like sat for like 20 minutes, shell shocked, like, what just happened? So yeah, so I think this is one of the funniest and the weirdest backlash that people start assuming if that they're applying. Then they are applying for something completely different. But, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm relating to this, and I'm sorry to interrupt. It's sort of funny having the conversation with 3 of us not in the same room. So, you know, pardon me. But I related to what you were just saying about this fellow showing up for a professional interview for an actual job without clothes on. And a lot of women who are in the sex therapy or sex education community, we get this kind of harassment of the fake clients, the people who will call or email pretending to need our services, and basically it's just a pretense for being able to jerk off, basically. And it's the most irritating. You know, you can have a doctorate or maybe even 2. You can have a great reputation. You can have all the serious language on your website, etc. It doesn't matter. And it's really sad because the men, and it's always men, I've never had a woman or a non-binary person pull this with me, they should consider us, the sexual content providers, the therapists, the writers, the educators, as their best friends. Because when they have some sexual dysfunction problems, who are you going to call? And if you've already alienated half the people who have, you know, profiles on Psychology Today, well, too bad, buddy. You know. Anyway, that's an aside. Let's see. But great, great stories, and I'm so happy that you had that acceptance from your family. And the fact that you worried about it for 3 years was almost like, in a way, was it like kind of being in the closet because you had to keep this sort of sexuality secret?
I actually say that. And in fact, even after that, since I know that you both follow me on different social networks, and you've seen a lot, that it took me a lot of time. Like Christian has been after my life for talking about me. But I've been so scared. So I've been still in a closet. So now I'm just opening up. And it just, you know, makes you wonder that this is needed so much. People need to talk about something which is this important, which is this basic, you know, so much that otherwise, things are going to get so difficult, and things do get difficult. And I'm assuming everybody is not crazy enough like me that if she found something, then she ended up opening a company. But what about other people? Like, I still remember, I think it took me 2 years to find Christian, and Christian was like first initial guys that I sent an email to. And he must have thought that, you know, who's this strange woman? I don't know, but I want to do something.
So, Chris,
I tell you, it's been absolutely wonderful, and you were fantastic in all kinds of different ways. But you're right. It's like, I think that's one of the biggest things around, you know, sex is guilt and shame. And that's what's so wonderful about what you're doing, is that it's just getting the word out there and acknowledging that this topic should be discussed, and it should be discussed without judgment. It's just really, I mean, I can't applaud it enough.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
I second that.
I think it's a team effort, and now I don't call it a team, because if it was just me, I would have still been trying and fighting and, you know, like every week, every month, sharing something new with others. But I think it's about the support which all the collaborators in the industry who quite frankly have much more experience than I do. I don't think so anybody has less than like 1 year. Like I think Tickle.life is the youngest in that ecosystem. And also the team, amazing team. My co-founder Parag, he just brought stability and the tech support that we needed, which was a very major reason why it was taking so long to grow. Because I don't come from a tech background. It's just like, you know, if you have to learn, you have to learn from somebody who's ready to teach you. Like here,
right.
I can ask Amy anything, you know, like you tell me stuff if I ask you. Like if you
right.
remember that few days back we were having this discussion, and that's the comfort that you need. And I know that a lot of people who want to know about sexuality do not find that comfort. They keep on searching, they keep on, you know, like going around, then they end up on a porn site, then they end up on a, you know, like a discussion which completely does not make sense according to what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimate, the goal is that hopefully in next 5 years, if I'm sitting in a living room and if there are like 10 more people sitting and they're not from sex tech or sexual well-being industry, they should openly be able to talk about themselves while still
mm-hmm.
maintaining that there is a consent value included in it.
That makes so much sense. Yes. Yes. It would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So getting back to, you've got collaborators and content providers, 300 people at this point, and you're on two continents with three different countries. I'm curious, how many people are from the U.S. and then how many people would you say approximately are from other countries?
That's an excellent question.
So 90% are North America. And in those 90%, I would say 80% are from U.S. and 20% would be from Canada and across. And only 10% overall, they are from India, Australia, and UK. These are like the three major countries.
Okay. Wonderful. Now,
yeah.
That's like the first part of a question I have, because if you've got the bulk of content providers from, you know, one particular place, and in this case,
mm-hmm.
you know, the U.S., does it work for everyone to have... I guess what I want to say is I'm trying to be more aware of being very U.S.-centric, because this is what I live and this is what I know. Do you have suggestions about how we can maybe be better for people internationally? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And how I'm thinking right now is, even though Tickle.life is majorly working with people in America, is because we had to change the way we talk to fit in U.S. You know,
mm-hmm.
like I'll give you very small examples. If we are moving an apartment, like from one apartment to another or in other city, we use terms like shift. We are shifting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but usually like in people in U.S., they would say we are moving.
Mm-hmm.
So what what really makes a lot of sense, and I think that's now that we are growing, now that we have better data, and we've been talking and interacting with a lot of people globally, what we've discussed or what we've understood is the best way to reach a bigger target is to keep it simple and keep it basic. Okay. So when you keep something basic and simple, it does not matter what English you use, whether you use a shift or a move, but you're just accepting that whoever your reader is might not be, you know, like a graduate, can even be, you know, somebody who's in high school. That's a very strange example, but I'm thinking more from, you know, their understanding themselves from their sexuality point.
Mm-hmm.
So if it is basic, because what I did realize initially, and even like, you know, now, because when we get a lot of content, the content is amazing, but it comes with the presumption that people already know.
Right.
So, you know, the kind of terms would be using, the kind of language, everything is way too mature, which actually leads to it being consumed by a very small market.
Mm.
So while when we were like at least like 6-7 months back, and maybe Christian can tell me if he agrees, like initially we never used to have any inputs, but now we've started giving inputs. You know, like, hey, why don't you make this change? Or why are you not making, you know, like some tweaking this thing? Why are you not making it simpler? Why are you not working on the headline, you know, like on the heading of an article? Because if it is simple, I think that should be a goal with not just content, but with the sexual well-being industry as a whole, that we have been behind the closet or behind the curtain for so long that a lot of people who would want to get in touch with us are also scared, because they think that we will never be able to communicate. And that happened with me. Like my initial calls were always, or, you know, meetings with people was always by apologizing. That I'm sorry, I don't know this. By the way, what do you think? So if it comes with I'm sorry, that means I would always think that I'm not your equal. So if I'm not your equal, I will never be able to take 100% of what you have in you to give me. So it makes more sense if you... I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, keep going. I'm sorry. Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. So we have 3 places, work from home. I think it's keeping basic. Not just from content, from how you interact, how you discuss, how you talk to people, because if it is basic, then they might start asking you what do they want easily and more comfortably. And that's how things will change. Like if you see tickle.life, we started going with easier, basic content. Our design is simple, the UI, so that people can actually navigate. And they feel as if, you know, they are not going for a no-no zone, but they're going to a zone which is happy, which is nice. So I think this is my input.
The site is, you know, visually it's really clean, it's bright, it's modern, it looks really good. I think it's really user-friendly. And that's one of the things I like about it.
Just
adding that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I can't agree more with about the accessibility. That's the thing. It's like, you know, it's sometimes it's not prevalent, but it does exist. Is a lot of places that are ostensibly about sex education, they sometimes have a tendency to lean towards the, you know, the more intense and the more analytical, and that's fine for what they're trying to communicate, but for many people who are feeling nervous or have trepidations about sexuality, it sometimes feels very intimidating. It feels very, you know, it feels kind of threatening. It's like, oh, you don't know about that? Or, you know, they talk about things that are, you know, for lack of a better word, advanced. So that's why Tickle approach is so Tickles and your approach is so wonderful, because again, you know, it's like if you're about sex education, it should be accessible, it should be, you know, easy to understand, and it should be, you know, not necessarily dumbed down, but just make it once again so people can access it who aren't really, like, haven't spent a lot of time or, you know, delving into this. And that's the whole point about it, is communication.
Absolutely. You have to cater to your target audience, and if you if you don't understand that your target audience is not you, then, you know, then the entire plan goes haywire. So I think Vitus Krishna is a writer, he would understand what, you know, like if when he writes books, erotic books, he knows who he's writing for. When he's writing articles, he knows what he's or who he's writing them for. And there's a change, there's a shift of writing always.
I'm realizing that when I write my next article for Tickle.life, that I'll definitely keep these ideas in mind, because I can tend to be maybe a little overly detailed, especially if it's a complex topic like the pelvic organ prolapse. That topic is so important, but it makes my head tired. So for somebody new to try to get into it, I know it's a job, but I am going to keep these ideas in mind when I write my next article for you, for sure. Because it's one of my concerns. I don't want to be using terminology that's going to either put people off or just make them shake their heads and quit reading. You know, I want them to get to the end of the article, for sure. I've got a question, though. Do you have a way to tell what are the most popular topics or articles? Are you able to track that?
Yeah, we are. And what we've realized is that, you know, like topics which are very... So one of the topics which actually, I don't know why, which gets a lot of traction and a lot of people reading is related to BDSM. People love BDSM, and we don't have a lot of articles there. So I actually asked like few people, because I was so curious what is happening, and what I realized was that, you know, it's like a forbidden fruit for a lot of people. So they just want to know that what is exactly BDSM, what are kinks, what are fetishes, what is the difference between both. So it's just like, you know, that is why people, once they start reading one, they just don't stay, you know, like they don't go back, but they keep on reading more. So it becomes like a like short stories for them, where kink and BDSM is concerned. That's like one of the, like maximum people come for that. And second, what we've realized is that people have started reading according to the themes that we discuss. So like last month it was COVID. So a lot of people were reading a lot about COVID. And Amy and I, we did work on, if you remember, we did work on the list.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of people were actually going there and, in fact, sending us messages that if we can add their pointers as well, so which was good. So I think people want to know about what is happening right now, what is hot.
Mm-hmm.
How should they take forward? So I will say at least for next 2 or 3 months, for Tickle, from the, you know, like from historically, kink and BDSM has been a hot topic, and second, from March, April, May, actually from March, it has been COVID, and articles related to COVID, which are doing a lot, but we have launched the theme of masturbation for May, and June would be Pride Month. So we would see if we can incorporate these messaging, these points into these two themes.
I think you ought to be able to do that easily. I mean, I can see,
you
know, how can you express your pride when you're not allowed to gather in a group? I mean, there could be all kinds of ways to approach that. Fantastic. Yeah. Chris, I may have barged in too much. Do you have other questions? I've kind of jumped into mine.
Well, thank you so much. And again, thank you for being here, Susan. I mean, my question, I guess, at this point is, like, you mentioned, like, your plans for like, next couple of months, but do you need, like, really long-term plans for Tickle.life? I mean, yeah, do you want to try, like, video? Do you want to branch out? I mean, I'm just very curious where you can kind of, like, hope it'll go or planning on where it's going.
Great. So very soon, we actually already have I actually saw the first part of the new platform, which is the Discovery platform. So we will be launching the world's first sex-positive podcast discovery channel. And I think it will be out in, like, maybe next month. So we are just, like, tweaking. Yeah, so we're just tweaking the things for the version one. And then depending on what the collaborators need, like you guys, we will keep on modifying it bigger and making it a better. So the ultimate goal, Christian, to answer is, like, you know, starting from podcasts, then we might go into videos, discovery for providing people a discovery platform, then the blogs instead of just the blog post, and then slowly and steadily becoming the marketplace, because if you bring all of them together, that leads to market space. For sexual well-being for the globe. So we might be, like, you know, I sometimes say it, I don't know if, and I hope this happens, we might be the next, you know, discovery platform for sexual positivity, for anything and everything about sex.
That would be so cool. I want you to take over the world.
Absolutely.
World domination.
I will be sharing the beta version very soon. I'm just, like, you know, waiting for the go-ahead from the tech team. They're making some tweaks, because I would love your feedback. And we will start taking it out very soon. And you're the first guys that I've told this to. Have not been talking about it before to anyone.
Oh.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited because I think now it's just been streamlined into something understandable for people, because when we launched our podcast, we realized that even the hosting services that you see are not very sex positive. So if the hosting server wants to take you off, they can take you off any day. Because we people are sex positive podcasts. So this is a service that we were really working to work on. So under the Discovery platform, we will also start providing that service that you can host with us.
That's fantastic.
Because we are working for sex positivity. So our podcast has been hosted on our own platform, Tickle.life podcast, so that it is with us, with a sex positive hosting provider.
That's wonderful.
That is cool. So that would mean, for example, we might switch our show from Blog Talk Radio, for example, over to, I mean, would we be, these are tech questions.
See,
I don't know how to form them. How does that work?
So two things are going to happen. Right now, very soon, actually, because you are already a collaborator, so your podcast is already on the Discovery channel.
Okay.
So if there are in the world 10,000, I'm just giving a random figure, if there are 10,000 sexual well-being podcasts in the world, they all would also be showcased on the Discovery channel. You can be on multiple platforms like Spotify, podcasts, they all will be there. We will start bringing them, you know, like one after another, because it's all automated, but we also want to see the quality and what are they talking about. Because we just want to work with, you know, like the right kind of mix. So so then what will happen is, as a second step, so if I am a user or if I'm your listener, I might go there and I can find the sex positive podcast that I'm looking out for. Because if right now you type on Spotify or on Google or on iTunes, you get hundreds of options, but you do not know if they're sex positive or not.
Right. Yeah.
So
that
a lot
makes
of
a lot of sense.
Divorce, everything comes together. So it's the same logic. If I don't know what I want, how will I differentiate between podcast one and podcast two?
Mm-hmm.
So here, when I'm coming to tickle.live, that means I'm the intent listener that the podcast owner wanted. So that will be the first step. And then what will happen is when we have the hosting service on, which we still have, so wherever your link goes, your main link goes, like a server where you're hosting, mm-hmm. it can be converted to tickle.live. And you will still get an RSS feed, which you can post anywhere else you want. But ultimately, where the main copies go is going to be with you. And because the terms and conditions are sex positive, so we will never delete it just because, you know, you have words like, you know, words which other platforms might censor.
Right, yes. That's so important because, you know, we're seeing right now so many movements towards repression of this kind of material, which is surprising because, you know,
mm-hmm.
I kind of thought at one point that nobody could ever have to go back in the closet again because everything was all out. And now we've got people just trying to, at least in the United States and probably elsewhere, just trying to stuff stuff back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really tragic, actually. And I think it's fantastic that you're doing this and that it is so international. It's really, really great. I love it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah,
it's like I said, it's all because of you guys.
Thanks. Yeah.
Aww.
So, is there anything that we should ask that we haven't asked already?
I think you've covered a lot, but I would love that, you know, if people can go on to tickle.live platform for now, which you all have seen, and give us their inputs, give us the kind of needs they have or the kind of things that they're looking out for so that we can bring in the right collaboration, the right kind of content. And it will also
mm-hmm.
help us to work on our future strategies. Like when I'm talking about the discovery, what categories would they want to see? How do they see things? That's a very important part, which has not been answered because there is nothing like what we're trying to do. So it's more
mm-hmm.
like, you know, if we get more reviews, more responses, and more input, that will just help us to quicken the process to provide the ultimate discovery in market space. So I would love that, you know, people can go, people can look, and they can be as honest as possible. I think we are already, we've already taken it. You can say anything you want. We'll
uh-huh.
be okay with it.
Uh-huh. So is the way that they should contact you info@tickle.life, or is there another email?
It's social@tickle.life.
Social@tickle.life. Okay. I'll make sure I put that in our show notes after we're done.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, so social@tickle.live. Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah.
I think that's very smart to ask for that kind of input from the users,
mm-hmm.
basically. Though I guess you want input also from content providers as well. Is that, or are you more interested in hearing
Absolutely.
From the users right now? Oh, both?
No, we are open because for us, like I said, you know, we are working with two components and we are trying to bring them together. So we can't work without any of them. So they both are important for us to work.
That totally makes sense, yeah. It's so great. I love the fact that there's no shame, there's no judgment, it's sex positive,
mm-hmm.
it's bright and light so that you don't feel like you're entering into some murky place. You used a great term earlier, and I forgot what it was, you know, but, you know, like Chris was saying earlier, that sometimes there's a tendency for a lot of, oh, I don't know, terminology or that attitude, like, oh, you don't know that yet, kind of attitude. And the fact that mm-hmm. you don't find that at tickle.life, I think it just makes you so user-friendly and welcoming. Maybe that's an even better word, is welcoming. And can make themselves at home. They really can. Let's see.
That's the goal. It's a big community. Let's come, all of us together. Let's just work together. Let's just, you know, provide maybe the next generations a place when they do not have to be in the same situation as where we are. Like, this should not be even a discussion. It should be completely obsolete. They should be like, oh, was it that hard for you? But why?
Uh-huh. Yeah. You're absolutely right. Yeah. Well, we are coming so quickly to the end of our hour. So a few more things from you that you would like to say. We've got 5 minutes. And is there anything else?
I would just like to thank you both. And I would love to tell your listeners that, you know, you are super lucky to be in the company of Amy and Christian. They are like the best people that I've met.
Oh,
very knowledgeable.
You're so sweet.
What they're talking about, they really do understand. And I think one very major thing that really got me excited about this was that I knew that you both understand emotions. So you are able to bring out the emotional quotient into a person.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the most important thing if you're in this industry. So thank you so much for doing what you both are doing. And thank you so much for supporting Tickle.life, for supporting me, for being there for me, actually, also, for making me grow. And thank you. And thank you so much for having me here.
Oh, it's so fun. And we will do it again. Yes. Yes,
absolutely.
And thank you for
absolutely.
All your support. Yeah.
Oh, I would love to come again. And I'm always there for you. More than me, Tickle.life is there for you. Just let's do something amazing together.
I think we already are. And Shakun, all the nice things that you said about us, we feel, I think I can speak for Chris when I say this, it's very mutual, and we're just thrilled. We're just thrilled. It's one of the things that gives me hope, actually. So, yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're about to end. Chris, did you have any other shout-outs that you wanted to do? Did anybody else come to mind?
Just that this has been absolutely wonderful, and I definitely want to do this again for sure. And this has been an honor, as has knowing and working with you, Shakun. It's like, thank you so very much. And I think we should definitely revisit this again, because this has been absolutely delightful.
Yes, there's
absolutely.
So much more to say. Yeah, there is so much more to say.
We can talk about something else next time then. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you. Take good care. Have a great weekend. And Chris, you too. And we will say goodbye. And come next week, listeners, we're going to be talking. Ooh, Chris, this is going to be your topic for teledildonics. You're going to have to give us a teledildonics 101 on the air next week. So get ready.
Looking very forward to it.
Okay, me too. All right. So goodbye, and thank you, everybody. Take good care. And this is Love's Outer Limits signing off. Goodbye.